Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For Detroit, this is an all-in play for them. They gave up their first-round pick in 2018, and their only chance in Detroit to get a star player is through a trade. And now the Pistons with Stan Van Gundy in an important year for him are all in on trying to make the playoffs.
I want to make sure that I'm not – I'm sorry, who was –
Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN.
I want to make sure I'm not being hypocritical about this, because for years we've been talking about how can the Pistons become good or relevant. And we've said, well, it's either you find a superstar through the draft or you find somebody, some way you're able to trade, because free agents aren't going to come here.
Yep.
Not until they're a winning team, free agents won't come here. Well, they just went out and they got a fading superstar. And I say fading not because he's totally on the downside of his career, but he's 28 years old and he's faced a lot of injuries the last several years. So in that regard, it's fading. Now, could it reignite, and can he be back to what he was? He could. I wouldn't suspect he is, but I still think he's, look, at averaging 22 points a game, 7 rebounds and 5 assists, that's impressive. He's a different player now, and he might be a more well-rounded and better player. So I don't want to seem too hypocritical about this, because they did sort of get their superstar. It's not Kyrie Irving. You know, it's not Isaiah Thomas. It's Blake Griffin. It's a big guy that the league has kind of changed from going to the big man to going to the backcourt guys that can just light it up from the outside. And as a fan, you know, watching Blake Griffin in the Pistons uniform, I'm going to be excited and I'll be ready to watch the Pistons play. And I think they could provide some sparks out there. But as I'm taking a step back and really trying to evaluate this trade, I'm just not sure this makes them better because of the landscape of what the league is. Now, looking to the future, Cleveland could very well lose LeBron after the season. And a lot of people think that he's going to go out west and perhaps go to the Clippers, because they just cleared up a bunch of cap space, that could be his destination. And if they do, Cleveland is diminished. So then you've got left in the Eastern Conference, you've got Boston, and what? Well, bunch of teams that are basically the same, and the Pistons might be in that mix.
One of the takes out of L.A. that I heard last night was that Blake Griffin will probably be reinvigorated in the East and see an opportunity to do something in the East that he couldn't do in the West. The Lob City thing didn't work. Now I feel like the Pistons walked in and saw Lob City in a clearance store and said, let's take it, because nobody else is buying it. And so now they've got a guy that we hope gets reinvigorated and stays healthy. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with taking that chance. Anything they did, like you said, let's say they moved Avery Bradley and Tobias Harris for late first round picks, which is probably the high end of what you'd get, a late first round pick with teams that are competing for NBA titles. Then you can maybe move them together and get into the draft and get 2 lottery picks, something like that. There's no guarantees with that either.
No.
And I know people like it. But it's a risk, too. So.
Sure, it's absolutely a risk. There are no guarantees, and that's why you kind of like to have the player you've seen play in the league, and you know what he is in the league. And the Pistons have – look, they won a championship that way. The going-to-work Pistons, that wasn't done through the draft. That was done by some pretty shrewd moves by Joe Dumars at the time, and finding guys that were established players with varying degrees of success – found a way to make those guys work and play together.
I love those Piston teams, Gator. I love the way that Detroit did it. But that's so, so hard to do. And now you need some kind of star player to have on your team. And going back to your thing about Blake Griffin, Doug,
yep,
this guy's going to have a huge chip on his shoulder. Less than 6 months ago, he was having a press conference that said basically he'd be a Clipper for the rest of his career. They gave him $173 million. This is it, Blake. We're all in on you. And now he's been traded. This guy, this might be one of those, like, although Chris Webber was younger, when he got traded to Sacramento and he became an all-star, like a real, true all-star and MVP-type player, maybe we see that from Blake. like I know the injury histories are there the last 3 or 4 years, but if he can stay healthy, he's got star power and he's got talent. To me, it was definitely worth the risk. They essentially gave up first-round pick for him. Tobias Harris, I like him a lot. Compliment player, though. Avery Bradley, disappointing this year. Rent a player. Boban, I love that goofy bastard. But you know what? He was a goofy bastard. He didn't mean anything. The second-round pick, who cares? No one wants to give up a first-round pick, but you had to give up something to get something. And that's what they did.
Well, they definitely taken a chance. And
yes,
I applaud them for taking a chance. I'm very skeptical that this is going to work out, but I'm looking forward to seeing the results.
People really want to talk. Martin's on a cell, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Martin.
What up, boys?
Hey, Martin.
I love this trade. Now we're about to become Dunk City. We finally got our big three, which ain't that big compared to the other big three. But this is great for us, man. We're sick of this boring team. You're going to have Reggie Jackson. We're about to be Dunk City, something to show for. What do we got to lose? It ain't my money. It ain't your money. Blake Griffin, he comes in with Andre Drummond. It's great. The only thing I can tell you that's going to be bad is it's $180 million the next 3 years if we don't make the playoffs and Stan Van Gundy goes. And as far as draft picks, seriously, when has the Pistons done well in the draft? Come on, they don't draft with the crap anyway. What are we losing here? What are we losing? Avery Bradley, but I do agree with you on one thing, Gator. I think if we want another out, we probably could have gotten 2 first-round picks for Tobias and Bradley, and that could have helped us get superstars that way. But they went the Blake Griffin way. I love it. I want to see some action. Let's make this Dunk City. Let's
okay.
make this team revival.
Martin.
Yo, what up?
We might be breaking new territory here.
Why?
This is Chaldean, Martin, correct?
That's right, baby. I'm pro Pistons. I'm looking forward to seeing a team on the floor that just does good.
Okay.
By the way, I'm going to Vegas for the Super Bowl. I'm packing up my bags. You're going to go see a real team play.
All right. All right, hold on. We have Albanian Martin on the line who wants to give his 2 cents on this trade. Albanian Martin.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Wait, this is crazy.
Hold on. Here's the question.
I thought you were clicking over to me, and then I hear this guy talking.
Yeah, here's
my voice is way better than yours, Albanian.
You guys have the same, you have the same voice. Hey, Albanian Martin, do you also love this trade?
Listen, man, I loved it until I heard this guy say he loved it. Now I hate it.
No, it doesn't work that way. Man, come on.
Listen, man, I'm Lions Nation. And now we're talking about Blake. The only thing we gave up other than the first 2 round picks is don't forget Idiasova or whatever that guy's name is, we traded to Milwaukee and another guy. We got Bradley. We got rid of Bradley. Blake's free. We got Blake free.
If you're not talking into your
speak
phone.
Speak into your phone, Martin, because of jazz.
Yeah, man, get a better phone, man. You're embarrassing the Martins. So for real, get a better phone than Metro, all right? Give a ride.
I got the Sprint garbage.
There you go.
Sprint, all right. Man.
We're back.
All right.
So you like the trade.
I love the trade, guys. We didn't.
All right, I hate the trade. I'm going to tell you why.
Good. Do you hate our defensive coordinator coming in as our new head coach? I bet
man,
you hate
this
that
too. We ain't talking Lions. This is Pistons, okay? This is Pistons. We aren't talking about them goofy scrubs right now. We're talking Pistons.
Blake's good.
We're talking
about
the
scrubs. A couple years ago, he was a superstar. Blake was a superstar a couple years ago, and he still is.
He's injury prone. He's already missed 16 games this season. I could be negative about this too, man. Why do you not love the trade? Now we're going to have the dueling Martin since he's not dueling anymore.
Chaldean Martin,
dude.
We're good.
Went
we just need
it.
A backcourt to give him the ball. We got
man,
him.
Hang on. I love this trade, and I love Blake Griffin. I'm going to hopefully see some dogs.
Hold on. You know what I just realized here? You know, in a world where there's a lot of difference out there, you know, where people like to be polar opposites, and this is a crazy, crazy country we're living in right now. Blake Griffin can bring us all together.
Hey, Blake Griffin is bringing people together.
Kumbaya, Kumbaya.
Until the football season starts, and we're enemies again.
That's fine. We'll get into some draft talk. Hey, guys.
Hey, don't forget, LB Lions' brother's on my side. He's a big Lions fan.
Oh, I know.
Remember that?
Oh, I remember that.
You know what? He was adopted. He was adopted. And we don't even know, actually, if our father's the same father, because we had problems.
Boy, we got in the deep end of the pool real quick. Martin and Martin, thank you for calling up.
All right, man. Take
love
care,
you, my
guys.
Boys. I'll see you guys.
Take care.
Wow. They both like it.
They now both... we really can't tell them apart, right?
Oh my God, that one guy just ripped out the other guy's voice.
Yeah.
Your voice sucks, bro.
Yeah,
no, it
sucks, bro. It's the same voice.
Yeah. Caldea and Martin, Albania and Martin actually agree. They both like the deal. 248-539-9797. Get to more of your phone calls coming up. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.